I'm Garrett.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Matt.
And we're Soul Card on WMUC-FM College Park!
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hello. Welcome to WMUC Digital College Park. You were listening to Oh Brother.
Oh Brother.
Oh, oh. Man.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Hi, and thanks for tuning in. Gonna be playing some great songs today.
Unlike
we
have a funny
what
theme.
We usually do.
True. We have a funny theme.
Yeah. We realized that we normally do a seasonal, something to kick off the season when it's a new season, but we never did that for fall. But I feel like it hasn't even really felt like fall yet, so it's
called
fine.
False fall.
Yeah. Well, now we're just in we're getting there, I guess, but it's still warm in the sun.
The sun is powerful today.
It is very powerful.
I wore pants, and then I was regretful.
But it's so chilly in the shade, so it's tricky.
They really get you.
They really get you. But anyway, I guess we felt I feel like it's that time of year where school is starting to get stressful.
Dreadful.
And everything is just starting. It's starting to get cold, which I like. So that isn't dreadful for me. But I just feel like the coming of fall and the coming of the cold is generally dreadful.
Honestly, the weather today, it's quite tolerable. Nice, actually, if you dress well.
Yeah.
But
it is nice.
I am excited to wear a sweatshirt.
Yes, and I regret it.
I always appreciate the ability to wear a sweatshirt.
This is true. And sweatpants. Love wearing sweatpants.
I wear sweatpants all year.
Well, that's
But not,
correct,
I mean, not outside.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't wear sweatshirts inside, though.
Well.
Just so you know.
Okay. Basically the theme today is fall dread, because it's just that time. It's
if you're dreading finals, or I always say, I keep saying finals. If you're dreading midterms, it's not final season yet.
I actually do have two midterms.
Yeah, I have a midterm to do this tomorrow.
Oh, bro.
And Monday and Tuesday.
Dang.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I have one on Monday and Wednesday.
That's why we did this dreadful show.
Yeah, and we always say this, but I feel like we always throw a melancholic show in there, and then we're like, you just have to be melancholic sometimes.
Did we say that?
I don't know.
Have we ever said that? If we did, we should shut up.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, because I think we've done, I don't know, whatever. Anyway.
No, we've definitely said that.
Yeah, because we're just stupid and we just repeat ourselves all the time. We don't have any original ideas.
Yeah, but who really does?
I don't know. All right, I'm going to do the PSA.
Okay. Oh, look, I took...
Oh, what?
I took the filter off.
Oh.
Hey,
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Great, great, great.
Heck yeah.
So to kick off the fall dread theme, we are going to do Long Distance Driver by Greg Freeman and then Break the Ice by Babe Hoven. And yep.
Is that dreadful?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think so. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Thank you.
feel so old, I don't really feel anything. On the plane, I can see the tiny lights below. And oh my God, they look so alone, I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move, where are you moving from? It's just like the universe works on a math equation and never, ever, ever, even, ever, ever, ever. Feel so old, I don't really feel anything. On the plane, I can see the tiny lights below. And oh my God, they look so alone, I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move, or are you moving from? Equation and never, ever, ever even infinity spirals out of creation on the tip of its tongue.
That's too many songs in a row.
You guys have to hear our voices.
We eventually had to say something else. But that was three good songs. Greg Freeman, Long Distance Driver. That's been on repeat for me recently.
Nice. Greg Freeman in general. He keeps coming on. Every time I listen to anything and then it ends,
It tries to recommend Greg.
It recommends Greg Freeman. So I've been listening to him a lot recently. But it's all good. It's all good.
Beethoven.
You heard Long Distance Driver, Greg Freeman, Break the Ice by Beethoven, and then Never Ending Math Equation by Sun Kil Moon.
That would have been a good one. That's actually a Modest Mouse cover. That would have been a good one to do for covers.
Oh, wait.
I like their version better.
I thought I recognized the name, but I didn't put that together.
Yeah. I don't know which version I like better, but
I don't know.
I think that Sun Kil Moon's version is more dreadful.
So and that's what we're doing.
That's what we're aiming for. So.
Hopefully you guys are feeling real dreadful right now.
So happy.
But no. It's also just whatever. Anyway. Okay, coming up next is Brave New World by Richard Ashcroft, which I'm playing for my friend Delaney, who was on the show last week, if you were listening. And she showed me this song a few weeks ago. Well, I guess I have to give credit where it's due. Danny, her boyfriend, showed her the song, and then she showed me the song. But I feel like he would be upset if he said she found it. But still, she showed it to me. And it's so good. I've been obsessed with it ever since.
It's so good.
It's just so good.
I don't know this song.
So shout out Delaney. And then, I didn't know him or this song, but he's the singer from The Verve.
Oh.
So.
Funny.
New info.
I don't know why I said funny. I mean, it's not really that funny at all.
That's so funny.
But it's interesting.
Yeah. I would have never known. And after that, it's going to be Parasite by Nick Drake from his classic Pink Moon.
Pink Moon. Pink Moon.
Side of this changing world, baby, when my ship pulls in, I try to believe in anyone. Look at the state I'm in, but for now. I hope to see you on the other side.
lifting the mask from a local clown, feeling down like him. Seeing the light in a station bar and traveling far and thin. Sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes. Hearing the trials of the people there, who's to care if they lose? But take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Dancing a jig in a church with chimes, a sign of the times today. And hearing no bell from a steeple toll, people all in dismay. Falling so far on a silver spoon, making the moon for fun. Changing a rope for a size too small, people all get hung. Take a look, you may see me coming through. For I am the parasite who travels two by two. When I'm lifting the mask from a local clown, I'm feeling down like him. And I'm seeing the light in a station bar, and traveling far and thin. And I'm sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes. And hearing the trials of the people there, who's to care if they lose? Take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Take a look, you may see me. Side who hangs from your skirt.
That was Parasite from Nick Drake. And before that, you heard Brave New World from Richard Ashcroft.
Yay.
Yay. I do think Pink Moon, I mean, this is just wow, reveling musical analysis.
Wait, but I think I know what you're going to say, yeah. And I think we've said it on the show before, but go ahead.
No, like, but it's literally the most, like, basic take of all music of all time, but it's like, oh, that album reminds me of The Fall.
Yeah, no, I never can, like, say that.
But it's just like, who has anyone ever not said that? That's my question.
Like, supposedly you could call it spring.
Yeah, or winter or summer.
I don't feel like summer. I feel like it's just anything but summer.
I think I could listen to it in the summer.
Well, you obviously can, like, listen to it whenever you want.
It's just so stupid. It's like, what am I doing? But yeah,
that's so fall.
Yeah, no, but it is though. But it is. I think there's because there's a song on the album called Harvest Breed.
Well, then what about Harvest Moon?
Well, yeah, I think that gets lumped in that same same type of thing. But yeah, no, it's funny.
It's just so fire and, like, peaceful. Well, yeah, and dreadful.
It is so good. Honestly, the more I was clicking through, because I was, you know, gonna do one of the songs from Pink Moon, because it was fun, so I'll try it. I was clicking through to be like, which one should I do? And the more I like, there are actually some that aren't necessarily like, that aren't just full of woe and and melancholy. Like, there are some songs that are maybe a little more hopeful on that album, but it's just so drowned out by the absolute depressed state of the, like, most of the tracks that it's just like, but yeah. And then I was like, oh wait, this one kind of quaint. But
I haven't listened to the album as a whole in a while, so I kind of forget, like, some of them, but just the ones I have liked. I know, I guess I feel like Place to Be is kind of a more upbeat.
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so.
Well, whatever.
Well, that's okay.
Let us know what you think about Pink Moon by Nick Drake.
And whether you think it
is
whether
it
you
fall?
Think it reminds you of the fall. Just like everyone's like, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Coming up next, we have
You Know I'm Down by Frog. And
true. I've been saying all the names.
Well, I just wanted to say it. Because this is like my song. I don't know. I put this one in and it's been stuck in my head like literally all day. Like, I've been singing it all day long. It's like the only song I've been wanting to listen to besides something else that we will get to later. And I don't know. I just F with it.
Yeah, nice.
And then after that, it will be Cry by the Sundays.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All these people want your covers. I had your mom make up the flyers. You'd be my lover, but for another. I wish I could live a thousand lives, court and wed a thousand wives, sew the bed with golden lies, turn you to the center of a thousand thighs. Like a southern, I don't know when we'll see each other. You'd be my lover, but for another. Listen to the apples in stereo, rock and Pete and Paul and Mario, trouble and toil, bubble and oil. Grab some potatoes and bring them to boil. We'll be right back.
Well, yeah.
that was Husbands by Geese, and before that was Cry by the Sundays, and before that was You Know I'm Down by Frog. And if you were unaware, Geese just released their new album, Getting Killed, last Friday, and it's good. Masterpiece. Oh.
You give it a 10 out of 10? Do you give it a 10 out of 10?
Definitely at least a 9.
Wow. I can't rate it yet because I don't think I've given it enough time.
Oh, I've literally just been listening to it. Yeah, like just over and over and over
what
again.
What's wrong with you?
It's so good. Like, no, it's actually so good.
I'm just kidding.
All of the songs.
You think
like
it's better than 3D Country?
Well, I'm still deciding about that.
Yeah, 3D Country is probably a 9 in my book, but I don't think... My first impression was that this one was not going to be as good. Like, it's great.
Same, from the singles,
well,
I didn't.
No. Well, like, my first run through. I listened to it one time through.
Okay. Like,
The taste in my mouth right now is not as good as 3D Country.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I think I also got caught up in, like, the excitement.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I wasn't listening to them when 3D Country came out.
Yeah, true.
So I think it's just fun.
Yeah,
that everyone's listening to it.
By no means is it bad or even close to being average. Like, it's very,
no,
very
it's,
good. But
it's
yeah,
so good. But definitely check out the album if you are interested. And also 3D Country. There, we've definitely played some songs from that before. And yes, I don't know. I just think it's great.
Just love it.
Yeah, I just love it.
So what do we have coming up next, Kate?
I think we might... Do you want to get rid of one of these? Should we get rid of one of these?
Oh, wait.
Because the last one...
How much time
I
want to
do the last one.
Oh, we only
one.
Have 15 minutes. I know, and the last one's so good.
It's so good. So what if we got rid of this next one?
Wait.
Or do you really want it?
I can't. I don't have
it
up right now.
Smith.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. There's time for Elliot Smith on any day.
True. I mean, I could get rid of mine, but I already got rid of one for you, so.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so we just took out ones that we can listen to the bomb diggity song at the end, which is probably like the least dreadful.
That's the least
one.
Dreadful, but if you listen to the words, then you're
it's like also
you're
dreadful.
Like, that's like actually the most upbeat like feel, but then the words are like the most existential dread song like maybe ever recorded.
No,
but
that's definitely
that's just
not
true. But like, but it does get you. It does get you in that. It gets you in that feeling that you can't, like, that nameless feeling where you're just like, something's wrong, but I don't know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I think, like, a lot of the songs on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm sad, but I don't know why I'm sad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not always. I'm just saying that's what it makes you feel.
I know. No, it is definitely like that where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to pay close attention to the lyrics when we're playing it because I don't feel like I've given it its due.
Yeah. Anyway, we should get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Let's let it play.
But we'll just sign off here, I guess. But our last two songs that we're going to do are Headlights by Alex G from his new album, also called Headlights. And then the last one that we've just been talking about is All My Friends by LCD Sound System. Two absolute bangers.
Indeed.
I don't know if I'm allowed to... I'm going to say this as a friendly nudge, but Alex G is going to be at the Anthem on Tuesday.
Oh, are you going?
Yes.
Oh.
I cannot tell you to purchase a ticket, but if you wanted to do that, then that's there. Mm. Anyway, okay, here it is. Oh, wait. Also, we forgot to say bye.
And thanks so much for listening. And make sure to come back next week and hear more awesome tunes like this.
Yes. So this has been Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your evening.
Indeed. Don't get too dreadful.
No, yeah. Stay positive, friends.